Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Walter Raque is here. Walter is a new friend. He's the co-founder of Knight Securities, and now, currently, he's the director of Atmos Air, also CEO of Green Earth Technologies. He's the author of a brand new book, which is why we invited him on the show today, Government is Killing the Economy. You heard that before, right, lately? Ladies and gentlemen, of course you have. And you've probably been thinking it as well. Walter Raque, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much.
So I would like for you to take a few minutes and set the table for my audience in your the way you think of this as to why you felt that your book, your expose, in the form of your book, was necessary.
Well, basically, I love America, and I've been very fortunate. I created an incredible company, and that is that couldn't be done today. The poor, hardworking middle class has not had a raise in 15 years because of the growth of the economy has only been 1.7% compared to 3.5% for the
previous and declining. It's 1.7 average, but declining.
It's declining.
It's only 1.7 because you used 15 years. If you use the last 7 or 8 years, it would have been less. It's worse than that.
Yeah, I know. But the problem is that regulation is costing us $2 trillion a year, and waste and fraud is another trillion. That's $3 trillion in total. Yet the government only takes in $3.5 trillion in income tax.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the everything's out of proportion, and. The reason I wrote the book was I think that it's time we have to take America back. I mean, we're going to be like Venezuela if we don't turn around, or really like Europe.
I think some of that ship has already sailed, Walter.
Yeah, I think it has, but it can be turned around. And basically, what I'm proposing is a presidential commission like the Grace Commission back in the 80s.
Yep.
Basically, of half Democrat, half Republican business people and industry experts to basically oversee the entire federal government. Help us reduce regulation, eliminate regulation, make it simplified. I mean,
One of the things we've talked about on the show before that I've recommended to my other regulatory reporters and observers and scientists that I've had on the show before. My audience is very familiar with Wayne Cruz, of such studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Is that my simple recommendation? Is that we have a sunset, a 5-year sunset, and that every 5 years, every regulation has to be reevaluated and reapproved, or it just dies. It dies in a natural death every 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, that would be terrific. That'd be a terrific accomplishment because so much regulation just stays on, and it just basically kills the economy. And, you know, a perfect example of that is in 1997, the SEC basically destroyed our IPO markets with some crazy regulation that put about 500 firms out of business, all the firms that did these small and medium-sized IPOs.
And it pushed that business to London, didn't it?
Oh, well, what happened was Grant Thornton did a study in 2012, and they said that reckless regulation by Arthur Levitt, the head of the SEC, of course, it's 18 million jobs during that previous 15 years.
Right.
And we now rank 11th in the world in IPOs, behind China, Germany,
look at the coal industry. The Obama administration, President Obama, declared war, made no pretense about it, declared war on the coal industry, and he's since decimated the coal industry through nothing but regulations.
Now, regulation is just—it's an excuse for weakness. I mean, we don't need all the regulation that we have. And, you know, $2 trillion, I mean, you know, Pricewaterhouse just did a study this year, 1,400 CEOs, 79% of them, number one thing was overregulation is hindering them from growing their business or hiring people.
Well, there's another thing here to think about, Walter, and that is, of course, everybody agrees that regulation for itself, just on its own, its face, is not bad. There needs to be some regulation. We want to have good food. We want to have safe milk, safe water, things like that. Everybody agrees, I think, that there has to be some of that. The problem we get into is we've now reached, I think, critical mass where the regulators, the unelected regulators, along with a president of any party who has a bent one way or the other, can take those regulators and can drive the government and basically neutralize the Congress.
Yeah, you're
this
right.
This president we have right now, and if he were a Republican, I'd be saying the same thing. If he's doing the same things, this president right now has been running the country through one of the things that my friend Wayne Cruz says is by. Well, this is where I've lost the word he uses, but it's not even a regulation. It's like a blog post. Sometimes it's just a blog post.
I mean, it's amazing what this administration has done, and also the previous administrations what they've done. I mean, you know, the best example is the IRS code. You know, 74,000 pages, three stories high. You know, businesses pay $288 billion in income taxes. They spend $300 billion to having those returns prepared and get advice on how to avoid taxes. And in that 74,000 pages, there's $1.5 trillion of carve-outs. That means income that's exempt from taxes as a result of the lobbyists and politicians. I mean, the whole thing is a disgrace.
Well, and see, that's where the oligarchs come in.
Oh, yeah.
That's when we get into the oligarchs who are able to fund the corruption in government through the folks who have influence with the politicians who can then carve out their little niches, right?
Yeah, I mean there's no doubt about it. I mean, if you got rid of all the loopholes and all the exemptions, you could have a 10% income tax and or 15%, and they still
have to
collect more money.
When we come back, I want to talk to Walter about the fact that this is undermining our very democracy. It's not just hurting the economy, costing us jobs, costing us money. It's undermining the essence of our economy, of our country, of our democracy. 20 after, right back with Walter Racquet. The book is called Government is Killing the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.